Adding new storage devices to Windows 2000 can be done in two ways. One way is to shut down the machine and install the new device. When the computer is restarted, Windows 2000 server acknowledges the new device, installs it, and the device appears in disk management. The second way is only supported if the computer has hot swap hardware. In this case, after the disk is installed, use the disk management tool by selecting the action menu and choosing rescan disks. Windows 2000 server can also support storage devices from other computers. When a storage device is moved from one computer to another, Windows 2000 automatically detects the device, activates it, and marks it ready for use. In rare instances, a storage device from another computer displays a foreign status. How do you convert a partition from FAT to NTFS with Windows 2000? Answer: using the convert.exe utility, you can convert the partition to NTFS upon next reboot. How do you configure fault tolerance with the standalone Windows 2000 distributed file system? Answer: you cannot. Standalone DFS is not fault tolerant.